The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the January 2018 issue of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached at www.kiwanisfoundation.org. We're going to go right to page 8 for Who's Who in Sports. Bottom line, bottom of the page. Nikita Kucherov, right wing, Lightning. His height is 5'11". His weight is 178 pounds. He was born June 16, 1993, in Maykop, Russia. Though through December 3rd, Kucherov led the NHL in points, 38, and was tied for first in goals, 19. He led the Lightning in goals, 40, and points, 85, in 2016-2017, his fourth season with the team. In his debut for the Lightning in November 2013, Kucherov scored on his first shot on his first shift of the game. He scored 10 goals in the 2015 playoffs and had 11 more during the 2016 postseason. He is the third NHL player to score 10 or more playoff goals in multiple seasons before turning 23. Question: how many Stanley Cups have the Lightning won? Do, 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 do. Answer: in 2004, one. Next, we have Khalil Tate, quarterback, Arizona. His height is 6'2". His weight is 215 pounds. He was born October 23, 1998, in Los Angeles, California. Tate, who began the 2017 season as Arizona's backup, rushed for 100 or more yards in six straight games, surpassing 200 yards twice and 300 yards once. During that 300-yard game against Colorado on October 7th, he needed only 14 carries to set the FBS rushing record for a quarterback, 327 yards. Heading into bowl season, the sophomore had 12 rushing touchdowns and 9 passing TDs. As a senior at Junipero Serra High, Tate ran for 2,000 yards, passed for 2,000 yards, and had 43 total touchdowns. Which quarterback held the FBS rushing record that Tate broke? Do, 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 do. Answer: Jordan Lynch of Northern Illinois, who rushed for 320 yards in a game in 2013. And finally, Will Zalatoris, golfer, Wake Forest. His height is 6'1". His weight is 165 pounds. He was born August 16, 1996, in San Francisco, California. As a junior, Zalatoris was named the 2016-2017 Atlantic Coast Conference Player of the Year after finishing with the 70.14 scoring average, the third best in program history. He was also first-team All-America and was one of the five finalists for the Jack Nicklaus Award, given to the top golfer in the country. He won the prestigious General Heckler Tournament, helping Wake Forest to the team title. The summer before his freshman year, Zalatoris won the Texas State Amateur. Question: which team won the 2016-2017 NCAA Men's Golf Championship? Do, 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 do. Answer: the University of Oklahoma. Poster Face-Off, pages 26 and 27. George Springer, the Houston Astros outfielder, versus Carson Wentz of the Philadelphia Eagles, the quarterback. The age: George Spencer is 28. Carson Wentz is 25. Height and weight: George Springer is 6'3", 215 pounds. Carson Wentz is 6'5", 237 pounds. Hometown: New Britain, Connecticut. Hometown of Carson Wentz: Bismarck, North Dakota. Late bloomer. George Springer was just 5'2", 100 pounds as a high school freshman. Though he filled out, he still wasn't considered a big league prospect. He wasn't drafted until the 48th round, so he went to the University of Connecticut. Carson Wentz. He was just 5'8" as a high school freshman. Though he filled out, he still wasn't considered a big-time college prospect. Only one FBS team was interested, so he went to North Dakota State, an FCS school. First rounder. After an impressive career with the Huskies, George Springer was taken 11th overall in the 2011 draft by the Astros. Carson Wentz. After an impressive career with the Bison, he was taken 2nd overall in the 2016 draft by the Eagles. Good with kids. George Springer, after a 7-year-old fan named Will wrote a letter to the Astros asking the team not to trade his favorite player, in part because Will had the same haircut, Springer brought the boy to Minute Maid Park. Will got a tour of the stadium, and he and Springer got their haircut together. Carson Wentz. Shortly after being drafted, Wentz befriended an 8-year-old cancer patient named Lucas. When they met, Lucas gave Wentz a bracelet with his nickname, Dutch Destroyer, on it. Wentz has worn it every game this year. Charity work. George Springer is active with SAY, which works with children who stutter. Springer himself had a bad stutter when he was younger. Carson Wentz. Charity work? His AOI Foundation provides service dogs for underprivileged kids. The quarterback loves dogs. His golden retriever, Henley, has his own Twitter feed. Favorite athlete? George Springer. Former Major League outfielder, Torrell Hunter. At age 8, Springer played catch with him at a minor league game. He still goes to Hunter for advice. Carson Wentz, favorite athlete? Former quarterback Brett Favre. Wentz grew up a Vikings fan, but he idolized a longtime Packers gunslinger. Highlights. For George Springer, 2017 Springer tied a record by hitting 5 home runs in the World Series as the Astros won their first championship in team history. During the regular season, he hit .283 with 34 homers and was named to the American League All-Star team for the first time. In 2014, despite playing just 78 games, Springer finished 8th in voting for American League Rookie of the Year. He bashed 20 home runs and had 51 RBIs. In June, he appeared on the cover of Sports Illustrated. The issue correctly predicted that Houston would win the World Series in 2017. In 2011, the Astros took Springer with the 11th selection in the draft, the highest any player from the University of Connecticut has ever been picked. In his 3 years with the Huskies, Springer hit .346 with a school record 46 home runs and was the 2011 Big East Player of the Year. Highlights for Carson Wentz. In 2017, before injuring his knee, Wentz emerged as an elite quarterback. He led the Eagles on a 9-game winning streak, which tied for the longest in team history. During that stretch, Wentz threw for 2,017 yards with 24 touchdowns and only 3 interceptions. In 2015, though he played in just 7 games as a senior at North Dakota State due to a wrist injury, Wentz was the 2nd overall selection in the NFL draft. That made him the highest-picked quarterback from an FCS school in history. Wentz broke his wrist in October and returned for the FCS National Championship game. He rushed for 2 touchdowns and threw for 1 as the Bison won their 5th straight title. 2011, Wentz graduated from Century High in Bismarck, North Dakota, as the class valedictorian. He was all-conference as a quarterback and defensive back and played on the school's basketball team, which won the state championship. Next, meet Team USA. Olympic veterans and newcomers alike are hoping to leave their marks on the 2018 Games. Olympic preview. Winter Wonderland. In February 9, 2018, the 23rd Winter Games will officially begin in Pyeongchang, South Korea, with the lightning of the Olympic cauldron. The identity of the person lighting the flame will be a closely guarded secret. But don't be surprised if it's figure skater Yuna Kim, who won gold in 2010 and is revered in her homeland. These will be the second games held in South Korea. Seoul hosted the Summer Games in 1988. Pyeongchang, which is actually a county, is about 80 miles east of the capital near the Sea of Japan. Most of the indoor events will take place in Gangneung, while the outdoor sports will be held at the Alpensia Resort, the home of the Olympic Village. Alpensia will also host many events during the Paralympic Games, which began on March 9th. One of the more noteworthy stories around the Olympics involves who won't be there. In December, Russia was banned from the game for widespread performance-enhancing drug use. However, Russian athletes will be allowed to compete as neutral athletes if they can demonstrate they were not part of the doping scandal. The Russian flag and national anthem won't be used anywhere at the games. That absence won't stop the nearly 3,000 dream-chasing Olympians from more than 80 countries from providing 16 thrilling days of wintry competition. It's going to be cool in more ways than one. Snowboarding, Chloe Kim. There is nothing average about Chloe Kim. The 17-year-old California native has won 3 X Games gold medals, 3 World Snowboard Tour titles, the U.S. Grand Prix, 2 Youth Olympic Games golds, and was a finalist for this magazine's Sports Kid of the Year award in 2014. She travels all over the world, seeing places like Saas Fee in the Swiss Alps, where a dreary day suddenly burned crystal clear once she rode the ski lift through the cloud to the top of the mountain. She's been profiled by Vogue in 17 and walked the red carpet in the Teen Choice Awards. Even when she does things an average teen does, like homework, she finds a way to make them interesting. The weirdest place I've done school is probably next to a bathroom at the airport, Chloe says. That's the only place I could find an open power outlet. It was kind of gross, but you gotta do what you gotta do. Chloe was in the midst of cramming her junior and senior years of high school into one. It was absolutely miserable, she says. It's a lot better now. I was like, is it even worth finishing all this? But it really was. I'm happy I did that. Now Chloe, who was too young to make the 2014 Winter Olympic team, is hoping to turn in a far-from-average performance in her games debut this year. She's in a really good space, mentally and physically, says Rick Power, the United States snowboarding head half-pipe coach who has known Chloe since 2012. She works at the stuff that is difficult for her, not the fun stuff, always. She just has a really good work ethic. It was that mindset that drove her to become the first woman to land back-to-back 1080s, a move that requires 3 full revolutions in midair in a half-pipe competition. At the 2016 United States Grand Prix in Park City, Utah, when she was only 15 years old, she scored a perfect 100, bouncing back from a rough morning practice that had left her frustrated. It was amazing, groundbreaking, Bauer says, pointing out that Chloe is still the only female athlete who can do the back-to-back 1080s. She's a very brave woman. She doesn't get rattled by a lot of things that a lot of people do. I think she has her training and work ethic to help boost her confidence. Chloe's parents were both born in South Korea, where this year's Olympics will be held. She visited Pyeongchang a year ago as a sports envoy from the United State Department of State. It's an awesome venue, she calls. The people there were so excited, and were so excited just to be there and meet all of our fans. I don't think anyone really expected that many people in Korea to be such big fans of snowboarding. Chloe will take all the support she can this February. Even superstars like her get anxious once in a while. I'm pretty envious of my 13-year-old self because I was not nervous at all, she says. At that age, you don't realize all the pressure that comes with competing. You're kind of like, whatever, I'm just going to do what I normally do. But now it's so much harder to think that way. I'm very fortunate to have other people on my team who have been to the Olympics multiple times, so I always feel like I have an outlet for questions. At the end of the day, I just need to do it. Ice dancing, Alex and Maya Shibutani. Figure skating features big jumps, but in ice dancing, the emphasis is on how the skaters move together on the ice. The Shibutani siblings have been a team since 2004, and they share their process on their own YouTube channel. Alex says, "We've been doing blogs since we were 10 and 13. We're kind of obsessed with athlete storylines, what it took to succeed." Curling, John Schuster. Curling isn't the most fast-paced event at the games, but no other sport places more of an emphasis on strategy. Squads of four slide 44-pound stones across the ice and get points of their rocks end up closer to the bullseye. Players have to think several moves ahead since their opponent can knock their stones out of the way. Schuster, who is competing in his fourth Olympics, is a master planner. The team he led finished third at the 2016 World Championship. Alpine skiing. Michaela Triffin. Alpine skiing. 12 years ago, Legacy Alpine skiers race against the clock in a variety of events. Downhill is simple. Go straight to the bottom of the hill as fast as you can. In the slalom, skiers have to turn quickly to make it through a maze of gates. In the giant slalom, the gates are further apart, allowing for more speed, and there's even more space in the Super G. Triffin is the best slalom skier in the world. She won the gold medal 4 years ago at the age of 18, and she had been the world champion in the discipline three times. But Schifrin has shown that she can go fast, too. She recently began competing in the downhill and Super G. Her first World Cup downhill win in early December came in just her fourth race. "I wasn't planning to win," Schifrin said, "but I felt pretty comfortable." Biathlon. Susan Dunkley, Oksana Masters, Lowell Bailey. Biathlon combines cross-country skiing, which makes your heart beat very fast, with rifle shooting, which requires steadiness. Masters won a bronze medal in rowing at the 2012 Paralympics and started skiing to stay in shape. She says, "For her first 3 days of skiing, I was horrible. I could not stay upright past 100 meters. But she stuck with it and won silver and bronze at the 2014 Paralympics. Alpine skiing. Ted Ligety. 12 years ago, Ligety made history by becoming the first American male skier to win a gold medal in the combined event, which consists of one downhill run and two slalom runs. But the discipline he has come to dominate is the giant slalom. Ligety has been the world champion five times and took the gold at the Sochi Games in 2014. That made him the first United States male skier to win more than one Olympic gold medal. The 33-year-old has battled injuries the past 2 years, but he's healthy and hoping to close out his Olympic career with another medal. It won't be easy. Only one man, Alberto Tomba of Italy, has repeated the giant slalom. And finally, the luge. Matt Mortensen and Jason Turtemann. To steer while going down a track at nearly 90 miles an hour, a luger uses his feet to maneuver the sled's runners. That's tricky enough when there's just one person on the luge. In doubles, the person doing most of the steering is lying underneath another person, which makes it almost impossible to see. The key is communication. The luger on top gives his teammates subtle directions using head motions. It takes time to perfect. But Mortensen, who rides on top, and Turtemann have improved significantly since pairing up in 2014. Bobsled. Asia Evans, Jamie Grobel, Poser, Kyrie Jones, and Elena Myers-Taylor. Steering a bobsled on the track is important, but so is getting a good start. The competitors push their sled for up to 50 meters before jumping in. That means the ideal bobsledder is strong and fast. Evans was on the University of Illinois track team and only took a bobsled at the suggestion of an Illinois coach. "I was a sprinter and a shot put thrower," says Evans. That power, that strength, and that explosiveness I have in both sprints and shot put allowed me to be the bobsledder that I am today. Evans and Grubel Poser won a bronze medal at the 2017 World Championships, while Myers, Taylor, and Jones took gold. Sled hockey. Declan Farmer, Josh Pauls. 2 weeks after the Olympics conclude, the Paralympics will begin in Pyeongchang. More than 500 athletes will compete in sports including skiing, snowboarding, and sled hockey, in which players on a sled atop two hockey skate blades. Farmer, who was born without legs, and Pauls, whose legs were amputated when he was 10 months old, helped lead the United States to gold in 2014. Their secret? Hard work, of course, but they also got some outside help. Before every game, Pauls faces a Mr. Potato Head doll toward the opposing team's locker room. His teammates now call him Spud. Ice hockey. Alex Rigsby, Megan Dugan, Jordan Greenway. For the first time in 20 years, NHL players will not participate in the Olympics. That will rob the United States men's team of star power, but it will also open the door for players such as Greenway, a forward at Boston University. The women's team will feature many of the same players who lost the 2014 gold medal game to Canada. The United States led that matchup with 1 minute remaining. We were inches away from gold, says Duggan, who also won the silver in 2010. And it doesn't mean we regret the silver, it's just that in that moment, it's pretty difficult. No one trains as hard as we do for second place. Freestyle skiing. Maddie Bowman. Skiing down a mountain is tricky enough. When you add in jumps and tricks, things get really interesting. Some competitions, such as aerials, in which skiers launch themselves straight up in the air, are based strictly on judges' scores, while others have timed elements. In ski cross, racers compete on a course with jumps and banked turns. The halfpipe is all about impressing the judge. Bowman, who first got up on skis on her second birthday, did just that at the 2014 Olympics, taking the gold medal in halfpipe in the first year it was an Olympic sport. Freestyle skiing. Nick Gepper, Gus Kenworthy, Joss Christensen. Imagine a winter storm hitting your local state park. Then you'd have slopestyle, in which skiers try to impress judges by doing tricks on a course that has rails and jumps. The sport made its Olympic debut in 2014 when Christensen, Kenworthy, and Gopher competed an American sweep, finishing 1, 2, and 3. Maybe this year they'll give the rest of the world a chance. Skeleton, Matt Antoine. This sport got its name because the early sleds looked like human skeletons. Competitors get a running start and then hop on, hurtling headfirst down the course at speeds of 85 miles per hour. There's no steering wheel, so a slider controls the sled with subtle body movements. The slider's head turn can change the sled's direction. Antoine, a Wisconsin native, who also enjoys auto racing, won bronze at the 2014 Games. Speed skating, Brittany Bow. Speed skaters race at distances ranging from 500 to 10,000 meters. Events take place on a 400-meter track, and competitors ran against the clock two at a time. In short track speed skating, they race against each other on a 111-meter course. Bo collided with a teammate during training and suffered a concussion, which kept her off the ice most of the 2016-2017 season. There were plenty of times I just felt lost, she says. My sense of self was questionable. She is glad to be back. Cross-country skiing. Simi Hamilton, Jesse Diggins. Cross-country races take place on mostly flat courses and can be as long as 50 kilometers or 31 miles. The sport has traditionally been dominated by Scandinavian athletes. Diggins is hoping to become just the second United States skier to win an Olympic gold. Her silver and bronze medals in the 2017 World Championships give her confidence she can beat the field again in South Korea. I know that's impossible because I've done it before. She says, some competitors, same race. Guide to the games. Keep your eye on Sarah Takanashi. Ski jumpers can travel more than the length of a football field in the air while only being about 15 feet above the ground. No woman flies further or more gracefully than this 21-year-old from Japan. Jumpers get points for distance and style. Takanashi has won 4 world titles and should add Olympic gold to her trophy case. This story is hot. The games won't officially open until the Olympic flame is lit at the opening ceremony. The flame travels to Pyeongchang Olympic Stadium from Greece, where it was lit in October. For 101 days leading up to the games, it made its way through South Korea, where 7,500 people carried it in a relay. The torch used to carry the flame is 700 millimeters in length, representing the altitude of Pyeongchang, which is 70 meters above sea level. Meet Suho Rang. The white tiger is considered Korea's guardian animal, so it's natural that it should be the basis for the game's mascot. According to the Olympic website, Suho Rang not only has a challenging spirit and passion, but is also a trustworthy friend who protects the athletes, spectators, and all the participants of the Olympic Games. All that glitters. The medals awarded in Pyeongchang have an interesting texture. They were designed to resemble tree trunks, which symbolize the work Koreans have done in planning the games. A good medal weighed 586 grams, but only 6 of those grams are gold. The rest is silver. The edges of the medals incorporate Hangul, the Korean alphabet. Avenja Medvedeva. The 2-time defending women's figure skating world champ will be the favorite to win gold if the Russian chooses to compete as a natural athlete. Ole Einar Jordnadelen, the 43-year-old Norwegian biathlete, will try to add to his medal haul. He has 15, a Winter Games record. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached at www.kiwanisfoundation.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comment or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. I don't know, I'm just a hell of a guy, but enough about me, yo, let's talk about you and all the wonderful things that you and I can do. I pop some cash in a little bit of time. I showed some cash, then the girl was mine. I took her over town, I wined her and dined her. She asked me, did I like her? I said, well, kinda. All of a sudden, she jumped out of seat, snatched me up by my wrist and took me out in the street. She started grabbing all over me.